Thank you, ringers, for the beautiful music. As you take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, I would also like to alert you to the way we will close our service today. At the end of the choir's musical, at our hymn of decision, we will go immediately from their last song into our hymn of decision, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. If anyone would feel led to make a profession of faith in Christ as Lord and Savior on this Easter Sunday, I will be down front, and we would welcome you to do that. If anyone wishes to join with us from this place to minister, we will welcome you as well. But I did want to let you know that as soon as the choir finishes their musical, we will immediately begin our hymn of decision today. And now reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Jesus is alive. He is risen. We come this Easter Sunday with joyful exuberance at this announcement. It is a day for which we have been waiting with great anticipation for a long time. Not to see if the story remains the same, for we know that it does. But to be reminded once again of that spine-tingling assertion, Jesus is alive. He is risen. Yet, that first Easter morning was not one of total excitement and joy. It was also a day of fear. Fear. Now you might wonder, why would anyone be afraid on that wonderful day? But let's look at the story again in Matthew briefly. Friday had been a horrible day for Jesus' followers. He had been crucified, had died, and was hastily buried in a borrowed, newly hewn tomb. Sabbath began at sundown on Friday, and there had been no real opportunity to grieve fully. The women rose extra early on Sunday morning to get everything together for properly burying the body and headed out among the tombs while it was still dark. Can you imagine the mixture of grief and fear? How readily do you go into cemeteries in the dark? These women are walking into a graveyard before sunrise, and their tradition held that the spirits of the dead stayed around for up to 3 days before departing from the area of the body. And their world was full of darkness. The darkness of Roman oppression. The darkness of the sins of the human heart. There was a great deal which brought fear into their hearts as they approached the task for which they had come. To enter a tomb. To properly wash, anoint, and rewrap a dead body. When they thought that there was nothing more that could make them afraid, suddenly, As they enter this graveyard, there is an earthquake. The grave opened. An angel appeared looking like a ghost. It was enough to scare the soldiers so badly that they fainted. Just imagine being one of those women who had come to care for the dead body of Jesus. In fact, fear was so rampant that the first words from the angel were, "Do not be afraid." This messenger of purity came into their darkness and struck fear into their hearts. But in the light of a dawning new day, he brought a message to dispel all darkness and fear. "He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said." That message replaced the fearfulness of the moment with disbelief, which then became joy and a new kind of fear, awe. George Buttrick writes, "There is the fact that quickened the Christian church and sustains it through the years. The sign of our faith is not so much a crucifix as it is an empty cross, not an hourglass in the aging hands of time, but an angel at the door of an empty tomb. Nay, the sign is not any sign at all, but it is a very presence." The risen Christ is the real awe-inspiring basis for our hope and joy. And He is our all-sufficient power through that living presence. Even when our eyes seem to betray us with disbelief, His presence within our spirit dispels our darkness and brings us joyful awe. As women went in and saw where Jesus had been, as they witnessed not just an empty tomb but empty grave clothes, their earlier fear, that is, being afraid, was replaced by fear or awe of assurance in God's action in Jesus the Messiah. But just knowing was not enough. The women were instructed to go and tell of the joy that they had witnessed. In fact, on their way, they meet the resurrected Christ. And they take hold of His feet, and He sends them ahead to put that joy into action. The story is told that in the old days in Russia, the great and the lowly, the Tsar and his servants, would embrace on Easter Sunday morning, while one exclaimed, "Christos Vosres," "Christ is risen." And the other replied back, "Voistin Vosres," "He is risen indeed." But then they immediately went back to their old prejudices and injustices. Tsar looking down on servants. Yet both the angel and Jesus told the women and subsequently all of Christ's followers to share the joy with everyone. As the women were leaving, and as they encounter that resurrected Christ, He also tells them, "Do not be afraid, but go and tell." So know that as we come to this day of remembrance, regardless of what fears we may have in our lives, we can have them changed into awe and joy that must be shared. Go. Tell. He is risen. He is risen indeed.